Welcome back.
Bienvenue une fois de plus.
The Enemies of Revival, second part.
Les ennemis du réveil, deuxième partie.
Ah, we saw so many things last week.
Nous avons vu beaucoup de choses la semaine passée.
And we came across the HIV that attacks the church.
Nous avons parlé du VIH qui attaque l'église.
So it's a very interesting analogy.
The pastor gave très intéressant que le pasteur
a dit. The virus attacks the love of the brethren.
Le virus attaque l'amour des frères.
And recapping from the things we said last week.
Les choses qu'on a dit la
the
semaine
virus
passée,
attacks love.
Le virus attaque l'amour.
We were taught that the strength of the church is love and unity.
La force de l'église, c'est
l'amour. This virus,
et l'unité,
carried by human agents,
le virus porté par les agents humains,
into the fellowship,
vient parmi les membres,
attacks the love and unity of the brethren.
Attaque l'amour et l'unité des frères.
And then we're also looking at the gates of Elsa.
Regardons aussi les portails de l'enfer.
You mentioned two points last episode.
Mentionné deux points.
One is association. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Yes. Mauvaise communication corrompt.
And the next point you gave was the gifts.
Et aussi les dons.
You spoke about the old prophet and the young prophet in 1 Kings 13.
Donner l'analogie du jeune et du vieux prophète.
Very interesting.
Très intéressant.
You pointed out how one can cause himself to dream dreams.
Yeah. Vous avez dit comment quelqu'un peut influencer
in
ses
fact,
rêves.
That kept us on a very edgy position because.
En fait, on était un peu.
Now you must be sure that every dream you dream is not your own thoughts.
Maintenant, c'est wow. Que tous les rêves qu'on rêve ne sont pas
nos propres. I also must point this out.
Je dois aussi dire ceci.
God is not an author of confusion.
Mm. Dieu n'est pas l'auteur de confusion.
You see the a heart that is positive.
Qui est positif.
A positive heart.
Un cœur positif.
A positive spirit.
Un esprit positif.
Will think and act positively.
Va toujours penser et acter positivement.
You think progressively.
Tu progresses. Tu penses progressivement.
Now, take for instance.
Par exemple.
If you know, the state of your mind also determines how you interpret your dreams.
Comment tu interprètes tes rêves.
Another one.
And not the state of your mind
de ton âme
is also determined by your knowledge of the word of God.
Est aussi déterminé par ta connaissance de la parole.
When you have a heart,
quand tu as un cœur,
a spirit,
un esprit,
that subjects itself
qui se soumet
to the word of God,
à la parole de Dieu.
That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved.
C'est que la Bible dit étudier pour montrer.
Now your understanding of dreams,
votre compréhension du rêve,
your understanding of dreams,
votre compréhension du rêve,
will also flow in line
with
the state of your mind.
En ligne avec votre pensée.
A wicked man,
un méchant homme,
for instance,
par exemple, un homme méchant,
you know, who is carnally wicked,
qui est charnellement méchant,
will want to justify hatred.
Il va toujours justifier la haine.
By using terminologies like
en utilisant les terminologies
holy indignation.
Comme la sainteté d'indignation.
Holy anger.
Mm. Et la sainteté de la colère.
You understand?
Sainte colère.
Yes, sir.
And when you say that, you say Jesus went to the temple.
Quand il dit, Jésus est parti au temple.
So that is holy anger.
Ça c'est la colère sainte.
And justify his using Cain.
Et il justifie qu'il utilise au bâton.
On children of God that he feels that you know.
Sur les enfants de Dieu qu'il croit que.
You a carnal person, for instance.
Un homme charnel, par exemple.
Will say as your pastor.
Va dire comme je suis pasteur.
I am your father.
Je suis ton père.
So whom he loves.
Celui qu'il
aime. He chases.
Il
you could go and bring Cain.
Il va prendre le bâton.
As that Cain remembers.
Il va fouetter
I'm
les
chastening you.
Il va, je
as
te
your
corrige,
father.
Je te corrige comme ton père.
Now you want to kill somebody.
Maintenant tu veux tuer quelqu'un.
The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live.
La Bible dit contrairement.
You begin to go to the Old Testament.
Et tu vas dans l'Ancien Testament.
And see how God ordered the whole tribe to be finished.
Et tu vois comment Dieu a fini une
how
tribu.
God cleared the battle. You were fighting battle.
Tu combats des batailles.
There's one of God that was using such things.
Yes, yeah. Un homme de Dieu qui faisait des choses pareilles.
Now, but if your spirit is full of love,
voyez que ton cœur, d'un esprit rempli d'amour.
And knowledge of God.
Et de la connaissance de Dieu.
You will give different interpretations.
Tu vas donner une interprétation différente.
Because it will have love as her background.
Il y aura l'amour par derrière et qui va maintenir cela.
Take for instance.
Regardez par exemple.
If I see a revelation.
Si je vois une révélation.
A vision.
Une vision.
And I see myself divorcing my wife.
Divorcé de ma femme.
So that my ministry can start.
Pour que mon ministère commence.
And I'm a church member.
Et je suis un membre de l'église.
And everybody is telling me I have a call.
Et tout le monde me dit j'ai un
appel. Or I believe I have a call.
Et je crois que j'ai un
appel.
And
I'm seeing, for instance,
et je vois ici
that if my call to begin,
que mon appel pour que ça commence,
I see in a vision.
Dans une vision,
in a dream,
dans un rêve,
that I have to divorce my wife,
que je dois divorcer ma femme,
to be able to go,
pour que j'aille,
and minister,
et que j'aille
my ministry.
Now,
if I already hated her,
ça veut dire que je la déteste.
If I was already looking for a way to escape,
j'ai juste un moyen pour m'échapper.
I said, the Lord told me. The Lord told me.
Le Seigneur m'a dit. Le Seigneur m'a dit.
But if now.
Maintenant, si
you have a proper understanding,
si tu as une bonne compréhension,
you know, you catch the scripture.
Tu attrapes la.
I mean, you have proper understanding of the scripture.
Une bonne compréhension des écritures.
First and foremost,
premièrement,
that revelation will be judged by the scripture.
Cette révélation va être jugée par les écritures.
The Bible forbids divorce.
La Bible est contre le divorce.
So the Holy Ghost cannot come and tell you to divorce.
Le Saint-Esprit ne peut pas te dire de divorcer.
So it will either be devil.
Ça doit être soit le diable.
Try to create problems between you and your wife.
Il veut créer des problèmes entre toi et ta femme.
But since you know, devil doesn't talk to you.
Mais tu sais, le diable ne te parle pas.
Then you will not say, but what is the Lord telling me?
Maintenant, qu'est-ce que le Seigneur me dit?
You will soon discover.
Tu vas bientôt découvrir.
That symbolically,
que symboliquement,
church is symbolized by a woman.
L'église est symbolisée par la femme.
And if you look very well,
et si tu regardes très bien,
that revelation could mean.
Cette relation,
you should leave the church.
Ça veut dire que tu dois quitter l'église.
Unless you leave the church where you are,
tu quittes l'église,
your ministry cannot start.
Ton ministère ne va pas commencer.
So symbolically, your church where you are married to,
symboliquement la l'église
will be depicted as a woman.
Et va être dessinée
so
comme
you
la
see,
femme.
So it depends on how the extent of your mind.
Ça dépend de l'état de ta pensée.
Your understanding of the scripture.
La compréhension de la Bible.
That will guide.
Your
interpretation of your dreams or revelations.
De ton rêve ou de ta révélation.
That is why the Bible says.
C'est pour ça que la Bible dit.
We study to show ourselves approved unto God.
On étudie pour nous montrer approuvé devant
Dieu. Thank you so much, sir.
Let's
have more gates of hell if there are any.
Ayons plus de portes de l'enfer.
The gates of hell.
Les portails de l'enfer.
Are the gates.
Sont les portails.
Through which. This virus that destroyed the strength of the church.
À travers laquelle le virus
enter the church.
Pour détruire l'église et entrer dans l'église.
Enter the individual.
Entrer dans des individus.
To destroy the revival.
Pour détruire le réveil.
To destroy the strength of the Christian faith.
Pour détruire la foi chrétienne.
So we continue from the last episode.
Yes, on continue là où on s'est arrêté.
Today we will look at Proverbs chapter 6.
Aujourd'hui on va regarder Proverbes chapitre 6.
Gate of hell.
Les portes
verse
de
16 to verse 19.
Verset 16 au 10.
Proverbs chapter 6.
Proverbes 6 from verse 16 to 19.
Yes.
These six things that the Lord hates.
Seigneur, hates ces six choses.
Yes, seven are an abomination unto him.
So there are seven things that God hates.
Seven
of them, God hates them.
Dieu ne les aime pas.
Anything God hates is a gate of hell.
Tout ce que Dieu déteste, c'est une porte de l'enfer.
So number one,
a proud look.
See pride.
Le regard hautain.
A lying tongue.
Lying tongue.
Menteuse.
And hands that shed innocent blood.
Et des mains qui versent du sang innocent.
Wait first. Attends. I want you to understand. Let's go back again to verse 17.
A proud look.
Now remember, I said there are gates.
Je dis il y a des portes.
I didn't say pride. It's not the virus.
L'orgueil, c'est pas le virus.
You understand me?
Tu comprends ce que je
pride
dis?
Is not the virus.
L'orgueil, c'est pas
it's
le virus.
The gate
c'est la porte
through which the virus will enter.
À travers laquelle le virus va entrer.
So, it's a proud look.
Il dit regard hautain.
So, you already pride, proud.
Tu es orgueilleux déjà.
So, the virus can now come in through Pride.
Le virus so vient pride maintenant entrer dans ton orgueil.
Now, see, the next one is what?
A lying tongue.
So you're already a liar.
Tu es déjà un menteur.
Before the virus will now use to come in.
Et le virus utilise.
He must look for gate.
Il cherche les portes.
Go inside.
Pour entrer.
Then what again?
Hands that shed innocent blood.
Et des gens qui ont versé du sang innocent.
You must be wicked.
You must be wicked. Already you are wicked.
Déjà tu es méchant.
Then see.
An heart that devises.
Now I'm going to the heart.
That devises des projets iniques.
Wicked imaginations.
Et des imaginations méchantes.
Feet that be swift in running to mischief.
Feet again.
À courir au mal.
Walk up and down, all you are doing is just create problems everywhere.
Non, tu crées des problèmes partout.
Again,
a false witness that speaketh lies.
That is I get.
Témoin qui profère des mensonges.
And he that soweth discord among brethren.
Now, these seven gates, God hates them.
Dieu déteste cela.
If he can find any of this in any Christian,
s'il peut trouver ceci dans un chrétien,
he will walk inside of you.
Il va entrer dans toi.
The human agent,
l'agent humain,
he's always using human agent.
Il utilise toujours l'agent
humain.
They
will find you.
Ils vont te trouver.
They know what to tell a proud person.
Ils savent quoi dire à un homme orgueilleux.
That will make him react.
Qui va réagir.
And by so reacting,
et tu peux destroy his spiritual life. Et puis tu détruis ta vie spirituelle. Tu te détruis.
He knows how to meet a lying tongue.
Il sait comment retrouver un menteur.
And they cause the lying tongue.
Il pousse le menteur.
Tell them something. The same person will take it and be spreading it around.
Dis-leur quelque chose et quelqu'un va propager cela.
It's very important.
C'est très important.
No wonder.
Je me
demande. In Luke chapter 8.
Dans Luc chapitre 8.
Verse 2.
Luke 8:2.
Yes.
And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and
infirmities.
There's a particular woman there that I'm interested in.
Mary called Magdalene.
Marie appelée Madeleine.
Out of whom went seven devils.
De laquelle était sorti sept
diables. Now I want you to take note.
Maintenant, je veux que tu
Everybody knows there is a Mary Magdalene.
Tout le monde sait qu'il y a Marie
Madeleine. That seven devils were cast out.
Ont été chassés d'elle.
But we don't know what this.
Maintenant,
seven devils are.
C'est que ces sept diables étaient.
And that's why I have preached a message.
C'est pour ça que j'avais prêché un
message. Some few years back.
Des années passées.
That I titled.
Et j'avais intitulé.
The seven spirits that cast out of Mary.
Les sept esprits chassés de Marie.
Remember that Mary is a type of a church.
Rappelez-vous que Marie c'est un type d'église.
If a church is going to be delivered.
Si une église doit être délivrée.
And all the gates of hell closed.
Et tous les portails de l'enfer fermés.
These demons.
Ces démons.
The church must be delivered from these seven demons.
L'église doit être délivrée de ces sept démons.
And these seven demons.
Et ces sept démons.
I believe they are those demons.
Je crois ce sont ces sept démons.
In Proverbs chapter 6.
That's right.
Proverbs chapitre 6.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, sir.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
And so the natural question is.
Et ainsi, la question naturelle c'est.
What is the remedy?
Quel est le remède?
You see,
vois,
the virus must come.
Le virus va venir.
It is hanging everywhere.
Il est partout.
And it has her own human agents that are carrying.
Il y a aussi ses agents humains qui le portent.
But the revival that we have received.
Le réveil que nous avons reçu.
These demons are supposed to have been cast out.
Les démons étaient supposés être partis.
This evil spirit's carnality is supposed to have been cast out.
Cette carnalité, ces esprits étaient supposés être partis.
If you are going to keep these spirits away,
si vous devez maintenir ces esprits loin de nous,
note what Mary did.
Notez ce que Marie a fait.
Mary began to follow Jesus.
Hey. Marie a commencé à poursuivre Jésus.
Amen and amen.
You have to follow Jesus.
Vous devez suivre Jésus.
Because that is what Christ was speaking in John chapter 15.
Parce que c'est ce que Christ disait dans Jean chapitre 15.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 1.
John 15 from 1.
Yes.
I am the true vine.
Je suis la vraie vigne.
And my father is the husbandman.
Mon père est le vigneron.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Actuellement, moi qui ne porte pas le fruit, il retire ce serment.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it.
Moi qui porte le fruit, il le porte.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
Pour que cela rapporte plus de fruits.
Now, Go ahead.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken
unto you.
See,
Mary, you are clean now.
Maintenant, Marie, tu es
Mary, you are clean of these seven spirits. Watch the next thing.
Abide in me.
Abide in Christ. Mary, follow Christ. Abide in Christ. And what is it to abide in Christ?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Is to walk in the Spirit.
C'est de marcher en esprit.
Study the word.
Étudie la parole.
Soak yourself in the word.
Sois plongé dans la parole.
That is what Psalm 1 says. Psalm number 1. From verse 1.
À partir du verset 1.
Psalm 1 verse 1.
Psalm 1 verset 1.
From verse 1.
Okay. Verset 1.
Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel
you
of
see,
the
walk, walk, God.
Ne marche pas sans les conseils de l'infini. Walk.
Marche. Your lifestyle.
Your
address has to change for your company.
Ton address change même.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Ne tiens pas dans le chemin des pécheurs.
Nor seated in the seat of discomfort.
Pas avec les
moqueurs. Anything that does not add value to your spirituality.
Toute chose qui n'augmente pas la valeur à ta vie spirituelle, reste loin de cela.
Anything that will make you look negatively at a brother or a sister.
Toute chose qui va te faire regarder négativement un frère.
Flee from it.
Éloigne-toi de ça.
Anything that will make you will hear.
Toute chose qui va te faire
to make you hate a brother, hate a sister.
Tu détestes un frère ou un sœur.
Is the virus working?
C'est le virus qui travaille.
What did he say? Let's read on.
But his delight is in the law.
See
of
where
the
you
Lord.
Are to be. That's why he say, abide in me.
Est dans la loi du Seigneur.
And in his law, doth he meditate day and night.
You see, meditation. Day and night. When you do that,
quand tu fais cela,
he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Sera comme un arbre planté
because of the source where you are planted.
Amen. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Il rend son fruit en sa saison.
His leaf also shall not wither.
Son feuillage ne fétira pas.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Et tout ce qu'il fait
prospère. That's why the scripture talk about being rooted.
C'est ça que la Bible dit être enraciné.
That's your anchor.
C'est ta.
Be rooted in his word.
Enraciné, c'est ton anchor.
And when you are rooted in God's word.
Quand tu es ancré dans la parole de Dieu.
Grounded.
They
call it grounded.
Enterré.
Root goes grounded.
La racine va dans la terre.
Then you bear fruit upwards.
Et maintenant tu produis des fruits à l'extérieur.
It is the fruit people see.
Ce sont les fruits que les gens voient.
Because you are grounded.
Parce que tu es
enraciné. You tap from the source of life, water.
Tu prends dans la source de vie, l'eau qui
est very important.
C'est très important.
And that's why again,
c'est pour ça, une fois
the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew chapter 12 verse 43.
Seigneur Jésus qui l'a dit dans Matthieu 12, verset
up to verse 45.
43, au
when
verset
the
45.
Unclean spirit is gone out of a man,
parce que l'esprit un peu sorti d'un homme,
he walketh through dry places, seeking rest.
Il va dans les lieux secs, cherchant du repos.
And findeth none.
Il ne trouve pas.
It's a wandering person, look to and fro, looking for whom he will devour.
C'est quelqu'un qui marche, il cherche celui qui va dévorer.
Then he said,
alors il dit,
I will return into my house from whence I came out.
He will return to where they cast him out.
Il dit qu'il va rentrer là où on l'a chassé.
Mary, he's coming, oh.
Il arrive.
And when he is come,
d'où il est sorti, quand il revient,
he findeth it empty, swept and garnished.
Il a tout vide, balayé,
no scripture, no prayer,
pas de
nothing
prayer,
spiritual,
pas de
kitu, nothing.
Rien de
what
spirituel.
Happens?
Then went he.
Et alors il s'en
and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself.
Il prend sept autres esprits plus pervers que lui.
More wicked.
Plus pervers que lui.
And they enter in and dwell there.
Et ils entrent et y habitent.
And the last state of that man is worse than the first.
Et la dernière condition de cet homme est pire que la première.
Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Il arrivera ainsi à la cette méchante génération.
See the effect?
Yes, sir.
Tu vois les effets?
Before you know what?
Avant que tu ne saches quoi?
Isabelle. I had a revival.
J'ai eu un réveil.
I don't know what is happening.
Je ne sais pas ce qui se passe.
Is it not this woman that used to fall under anointing every time?
Ce n'est pas celle, la femme qui tombe.
She's wearing trousers now in the street.
Elle porte maintenant le pantalon dans la
rue. She was not wearing trousers before.
Elle portait pas le pantalon avant.
She's a panty.
Elle met du rouge à
lèvres. The spirit came back.
L'esprit est revenu.
And walked on her.
Et a travaillé.
And she's now worse than ever before.
Elle est maintenant pire qu'avant.
They are the ones that are talking against their former church.
maintenant quand on sait
other l'église. People are going in the spirit.
Autres personnes ah
vont yeah, yeah, they are hypocrites in that church.
Ils vont maintenant
all of that hypocrites dans but you were in that same church prophesying.
Tu étais dans cette même église tu
but you were in that same church casting out spirit.
Tu étais dans cette même église tu chassais
but les when you allow this spirit to enter
quand tu as permis à cet esprit
you are now out attacking the church.
Maintenant tu es dehors tu attaques l'église
because you are the demon that was with you now.
C'est le démon qui
avec toi maintenant. Seven more wicked.
Ils allaient chercher
the things you could not do before.
Les choses que tu ne faisais pas avant, tu fais ça maintenant.
May God help us.
Amen. Dieu nous aide.
So we are talking about solution.
Nous parlons des solutions.
I like what James said in James chapter 4.
J'aime ce que Jacques a dit dans Jacques 4,
verse 7.
Verset 7.
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
Soumettez-vous donc à Dieu.
What did he say?
Submit yourselves therefore to
hand
God.
Over yourself to God.
Rendez-vous à Dieu.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Le diable, il s'enfuira
draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you.
You see?
Approchez-vous de Dieu, il s'approchera de vous.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners.
And
purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
So there are two things important here.
Il y a deux choses importantes ici.
Resist the devil.
Il dit résiste au diable.
How do you resist the devil?
Comment tu résistes au diable?
How do you resist the
comment
devil?
Comment tu résistes au diable?
In the child, in this virus, coronavirus.
Ce virus corona.
What do we do to resist it?
Comment on fait pour résister?
Wash your hand.
Tu laves.
Did you notice in verse 8?
Verse 8. James 4 verse 8. Draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you.
What did he say?
Cleanse your hands.
Nettoie vos mains.
Wash your hands.
Nettoie vos mains.
Amen.
This is very instructive.
Amen.
C'est très instructif.
Wash your hands.
Lavez vos mains.
How do you wash your hands?
Comment vous lavez vos mains?
Because it may be stained.
Parce qu'il peut avoir des
it
taches.
It is unseen.
Il y a des
once
des
you suspected,
quand tu suspectes,
you suspect that the virus is, could be around.
Que le virus peut être
what do you do?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Use a face mask.
Close your mouth.
Tu fermes ta bouche.
And then close your nose.
Tu fermes ton nez.
So that you don't inhale.
Pour que tu n'inhales pas.
Or you don't give out.
Toi-même, tu ne donnes pas.
It's very instructive.
C'est très instructif.
Of the essence of a Christian.
L'état d'un chrétien.
Resist him.
Résiste ça.
And one of the ways to resist such people.
Une manière de résister à ces gens.
Is there are two ways to do it.
Il y a deux moyens de le faire.
You know they come as if they love you. That's
vous
why they're telling you.
Ils viennent comme s'ils vous aiment.
Or they come as if they are very concerned.
Ils
that's why they are coming to you.
Ils sont très compatissants.
Portraying a harmless, you know, but very concerned.
Oui, comme ils viennent doux comme des agneaux.
You remember, it's a device of Satan.
C'est juste un plan de l'ennemi de Satan.
If somebody comes to you,
si quelqu'un vient à toi,
oh, I'm worried, I'm worried.
Oh, je suis inquiet.
This brother is fornicating with sisters in the church.
Fornique avec les
everywhere is defiled.
Partout c'est le diable.
The best way for that person is.
La meilleure façon avec cette personne. Hein?
God. I show you so that you will pray.
Dieu t'a montré.
So let us start prayers.
Commençons à prier.
Let's start a prayer program.
Commençons à prier.
It's the devil.
C'est le diable.
Don't follow the person in that spirit is coming to you.
Ne suis pas dans cet esprit qu'il a.
Counter with an opposite.
Viens avec l'opposé.
That is how you resist it.
Et comme ça, tu vas résister.
And for you to know that it is the devil.
Et pour toi, que tu
sais, so
diable.
Let's start our prayer tomorrow.
Tu dis, commençons la prière.
You will not see it again.
Tu ne vas plus
you will not
voir.
See that person again.
Tu ne vas plus voir cette personne.
The next thing you will hear, he will rope you into it.
Il va t'introduire dans cela.
And the next target he will go.
Et tu seras sa prochaine cible.
I'm going to tell the Lumine, they are claiming to be spiritual. They are sitting down there, the church is dying. I want to tell him, he was telling me nothing, he was supporting it. At least you have saved yourself.
Amen.
The next one is to question the person. Did you see it? Who told you?
Qui t'a dit?
Because I'm going, this is you told me I'm going to tell the pastor.
Parce que right. Please,
I don't want problem, I don't want problem. That is how you resist it.
C'est comme ça que tu résistes à cela.
And make sure you catch him. The next thing you run from the church.
Il va
for fear that you'll be exposed.
Il sera exposé, de peur qu'il ne soit exposé.
I've handled so many several such cases in this church. That's what I'm telling you.
Des cas pareils dans cette église.
Experience.
Resist and what will happen?
You will flee.
Save yourself first.
sauve toi d'abord.
It is the estate of your mind is after.
C'est l'état de ton âme qui est
là. He wants you to look at that brother negatively.
Il veut que tu regardes ses frères négativement.
But he will clothe it in the spirit of concern.
Il a fait comme s'il était
concerné. Oh, this church is dying.
Il va dire l'église. Oh, l'église.
God told me he will sweep them away.
Le Seigneur m'a dit qu'il va les nettoyer.
So then wait for God to sweep them away. Why are you concerned?
Dieu les nettoie, non?
It's a spirit.
C'est un esprit.
Wow.
1 Corinthians chapter 16.
1 Corinthians chapter 16.
There's a verse there, verse 13.
Il y a un verset là-bas, le verset 13.
Watch ye.
Veillez.
You see? You see, watch. See what he said now? Watch.
Veillez.
Stand fast in the faith.
In the faith.
Dans la foi.
And the faith we have.
La foi que nous avons.
Is the faith that is clothed. Colored with love.
C'est la foi qui est habillée par l'amour.
For that is the foundation of our faith.
Parce que ça, c'est la fondation de notre foi.
It says, stand fast in the faith.
Veillez et demeurez ferme dans la foi.
Quit you like men.
Comportez-vous comme des hommes.
Be strong.
Soyez fort.
And what did he say?
Let all your things be done with charity.
Can you see?
Tout soit fait avec charité.
You see? Charity will not make you hate the person they told you something negative about.
That's right.
Charity will make you go after the person the best way you can to deliver the person.
La charité te fera aller vers lui pour le
délivrer. If a brother be overtaken by fault, what did the scripture say?
Pray for
him. Ye that are spiritual should restore him.
Ye that are spiritual should do what?
Restore him. Doit le restaurer.
In the spirit of what?
Meekness.
Okay, now. Consider yourself.
Lest you be tempted.
You too can be tempted.
Parce que toi aussi, tu peux
That's what the Bible says.
C'est ce que la Bible nous dit.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1.
Read it. Galatians chapter 6.
Galatians 6, 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Qui est spirituel, ramène le tel homme dans l'esprit de soumission.
Considering thyself,
examinant toi-même,
lest thou also be tempted.
You see? Que toi aussi tu ne sois tenté.
What did he say in the next verse?
Bear ye one another's burdens.
Portez les charges les uns des autres.
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
You have to bear and not to cast away.
Tu ne dois pas chasser.
Amen.
So he's carrying a burden now, so he's going to help you to carry it. So you're going to prayers together.
Tu vas en prière pour la manière de
l'église. I will not forget a brother in my former church.
Je vais jamais oublier un frère dans mon
who came l'église. One day and shared this with me.
Il est venu partager ceci avec
he went to visit his brother friend.
Il est venu visiter un ami.
And he was hearing radio noise.
Il entendait music les bruits de la radio, la musique.
In the room.
Dans la chambre.
He knocked.
Il a frappé.
Nobody opened.
Personne n'a ouvert.
Nobody answered.
Personne n'a répondu.
But he suspected that somebody should be inside.
Il suspectait qu'il doit avoir quelqu'un.
So he went to the backyard.
Il est allé par derrière.
And then peeped through the window.
Il a regardé à travers la fenêtre.
And he saw him on top of a woman.
Il a vu sur une femme.
He said he left them.
Il a dit les a laissés.
And went back home.
Il est parti à la
crying.
Maison. Il a pleuré.
Weeping.
Il a pleuré.
That my brother has fallen to this estate.
Que mon frère est tombé dans cet état.
I said, brother, who is the person?
J'ai dit, mon frère, qui est
he told
personne?
Me, he said, brother,
il m'a dit, mon
with
frère,
a knife on my neck, I will never tell you.
Avec un couteau sur mon cou, je te dis pas.
He said, I'm only trying to tell you what happened.
Je te dis juste ce qui s'est
he
passé.
Said, the next day,
il dit, le
he went jour, back to the brother.
Il allait voir le frère.
He said, I was here at so time.
Il dit, j'étais ici
and
à
this is what I found out.
Et c'est que,
and this is how I found
vu,
out.
Pas si c'est que j'ai vu.
He said, the brother broke into tears.
Le frère I said, it is true. À pleurer. C'est, il a dit, c'est
and
vrai.
He said, brother,
il a dit, mon frère,
a terrible spirit is on you to destroy
un esprit
him.
Terrible est en train de te
he said, he took him to the mountain.
Il a pris, il a mené à la montagne.
They did 3 days, no food, no water.
Ils ont wow. Fait 3 jours de jeûne.
Crying to God for mercy.
Il demanda à Dieu la miséricorde et la délivrance.
And they came back.
Et ils sont wow. Rentrés.
This is bearing one another's
body. Des uns
this is
l'autre.
Correcting one another in love.
Ça, c'est nous corriger.
But I know some other people.
Je connais d'autres
whose
gens.
Virus, that virus has already said.
Où le virus
I have evidence. I have evidence.
J'ai les évidences.
Let you come and hold Bible now and swear. That it didn't happen.
Qu'il arrête la Bible qui well, juste even, que ça s'est pas passé.
They don't even have to see it physically.
Ils n'ont même pas besoin de
if voir. If it's a dream, they saw.
Si c'est même un rêve,
they will broadcast it everywhere.
Ils vont vilipender ça.
The virus has caught you.
Le virus t'a attrapé.
You are dead. You don't know it.
Tu es mort. Tu ne sais pas.
And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
1 Pierre chapitre 5, verse 8.
1 Peter 5, 8.
This is the way he put it.
Be sober.
What did he say?
Be sober.
Uh-huh.
Be vigilant.
Soyez vigilant.
What did he say, sober?
Quand il dit sober,
it's a state of being watchful.
C'est que vous devez être attentif.
Then he said, be vigilant.
Que soyez, vous veillez.
That is, be extra careful.
C'est, vous devez être prudent.
Why?
Pourquoi? Because your adversary, the devil,
parce que votre adversaire, le diable,
as a roaring lion,
marche,
walketh about,
comme un lion rugissant,
seeking whom he may devour.
Now the next verse.
Qui va dévorer.
Whom resist steadfast.
What did he say?
Resist steadfast in the faith.
Resist steadfast. Steadfast in the faith.
Dans la foi.
You see?
Amen.
Take note.
Notez ceci.
See what Apostle Paul spoke.
Regarde ce que l'apôtre
see what James said.
Regarde ce que
now Peter is saying the same thing.
Maintenant, Pierre dit la
it
même chose.
Was the apostolic spirit.
C'était amen. L'esprit de la, des apôtres.
Amen. That is the identity of the early church.
C'était l'identité de l'esprit
and that is the church we are to be restored to.
That's right.
L'église que nous
oh, take note of that.
Maintenant, amen and amen.
Prenez note de cela.
Whom resist what?
Steadfast in the faith.
What continue?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that in the world.
Okay. For everything we are facing, it is an onslaught against the church.
C'est contre l'église.
As it's happening to you, it's happening to everybody. But to do what? Resist
steadfast.
Steadfast. Steadfastly.
Résister.
And so in Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
From verse 1.
From verse 1.
If ye then be risen with Christ,
si vous ressuscité avec Christ,
seek those things which are above.
Cherchez ces choses qui sont en haut.
Where Christ seated on the right hand of God.
À la main droite de Dieu.
Set your affections on things above.
That is the admonishment.
Dans les choses d'en haut.
Not on things on the earth.
Okay.
Non, les choses à terre.
For ye are dead.
Vous êtes mort.
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
Votre vie est cachée en Christ Dieu.
When Christ who is alive shall appear.
When he shall appear.
Quand il paraîtra.
Then shall ye also appear with him in
glory.
Glory.
That's our hope. Go on up to verse 17 if you can.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.
You see?
Qui sont sur la terre.
Fornication,
la
uncleanness,
l'impureté,
inordinate affection,
affection
evil concupiscence,
des inéfastes,
and covetousness,
which
is idolatry.
L'idolâtrie.
For which sin's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
This is the reason.
De la colère de Dieu,
this is the reason why this whole world will catch fire by
la
God.
Raison pour laquelle ce monde va prendre
so why feu. Will it be among us one who that say we have escaped? So he wants to lure you into all this. So that that fire will catch you too. Read on, please.
In the which ye also walked sometime. When ye lived in them.
As unbelievers. But now.
But now. Ye also put off all this.
Renoncez aussi à toutes ces choses.
Anger.
Because it's a gate.
Colère.
It's a gate.
It's a gate.
Malice.
It's a gate.
Blasphemy.
It's a gate.
Filthy communication out of your mouth.
It's a gate.
Lie not one to another.
Ne mentez pas l'un à l'autre.
Seeing that ye have put off
are you seeing those seven spirits? Lined up there?
Yes, sir.
Tu vois les sept esprits alignés là?
Uh-huh.
And have put on the new man.
Ne mentez pas l'un à l'autre.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Renouvela l'image.
After the image of him that created him.
À l'image de celui qui nous a créé.
Where there is neither Greek nor Jew.
You see? Pas les Grecs ou les Juifs.
So let nobody come and remind you that you are Yoruba.
Que personne ne vienne te rappeler que tu es Yoruba.
Why are you associating with that Igbo man?
Pourquoi tu t'associes avec cette femme Igbo?
That is a gate for that virus to come in and destroy fabric of love.
Et il détruit l'amour.
Hey. Read on.
Circumcision nor uncircumcision.
Circumcision and circumcision.
Barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free.
Ni barbar ni scythe.
But all is Christ is all and in all.
Et Christ est tout et en tout.
Put on therefore as the elect of God.
Revêtez-vous comme élu de Dieu.
Holy and beloved.
What are you to put on?
Bowels of mercies.
Bowels of mercy inside of you. Be filled with mercy.
Kindness.
Kindness towards one another.
Humbleness of mind.
Humility.
So that we are kicking up pride.
Meekness, long suffering.
You see?
Submission et la longanimité.
Forbearing one another.
You know why I put long suffering? It removes anger.
Longanimité
enlève that is the medicine.
Ça, c'est le
we are looking at solution.
Nous cherchons les solutions.
For bearing
Forbearing one another.
Tolerate one another.
Tolérez-vous l'un à l'autre.
And forgiving one another.
Uh-huh. Et si quelqu'un se querelle avec un autre.
That is, don't be vengeful.
Mm.
Ne sois pas.
Don't be vengeful.
Ne sois pas toujours. Uh-huh.
If any man have a quarrel against any.
Yes. Si quelqu'un se querelle avec un autre.
Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
That is why you see charity.
Vous aussi faites-le.
And above all these things.
Uh-huh. Et par-dessus toutes ces choses.
Put on charity.
Remettez la charité.
Which is the bond of perfectness.
Qui est le lien de la perfection.
And let the peace of God rule in your heart.
In your heart.
To the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful.
Thankful.
Et juste à vos cœurs.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you.
This is the solution.
La parole de Christ demeure en vous.
In all wisdom.
Teaching. En toute sagesse. Vous enseignant.
And admonishing one another in psalms.
Admonishing. That's how our discussion be. We are teaching and admonishing one another.
Vous enseignant.
Not confederating against one another.
L'un l'autre. On ne se confond.
Admonishing one another in psalms.
Par les psaumes.
And hymns.
Et les hymnes.
And spiritual songs.
Et les cantiques spirituels.
Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Chantant dans vos cœurs au Seigneur.
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed.
Quoi que vous fassiez en parole ou en œuvre.
Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Faites tout au nom de Jésus.
Giving thanks to God and the Father by
Dieu le Père par lui.
Do you know?
Est-ce que tu sais?
That. A brother with a right mind,
un frère avec
a right
une bonne
spirit,
pensée et un bon esprit.
If he sees another brother,
s'il voit un autre frère,
with a sister,
et avec une autre, avec une sœur,
even coming out of a hotel room,
même s'il sort de la chambre d'hôtel,
the spirit of love,
l'esprit d'amour,
the childlike faith we're supposed to have.
La foi qu'on devait
avoir. You know, the first thing that will come,
la première chose qui va venir,
could be that they want to visit someone.
Somebody. Doit être qu'ils sont partis visiter.
But a wicked heart,
mais un cœur méchant,
a contentious heart,
un cœur contentieux,
a carnal mind,
un cœur charnel,
a negative mind,
un cœur négatif,
who is already after the fall of people rejoice at some people.
Il se réjouit quand les gens tombent.
He will announce it.
Il va annoncer.
Take evidence because he's going to need evidence against you.
Il prend des évidences parce qu'il aura besoin.
Why are you looking for evidence?
Pourquoi tu cherches les évidences?
The evidence that I have against you.
L'évidence que j'ai contre toi.
If I saw you committing anything,
je te vois commettre.
The evidence is your heart.
L'évidence est ton cœur.
The evidence is your conscience.
L'évidence est ta conscience.
I will be saying what I know.
Je dis ce que
that you know to be true.
C'est que tu sais que c'est la vérité.
Your mouth will say it's a lie.
Ta bouche va dire
que
c'est
un mensonge. But I have a witness.
Mais tu as un
témoin. I have an evidence.
J'ai une évidence.
Your conscience.
Ta conscience.
You have a reason why you are saying it's a lie.
Tu as une raison pour laquelle tu dis que c'est un mensonge.
Because you say it's a lie does not make it a lie.
Parce que tu as dit que c'est un mensonge, ce
n'est pas. I don't need any evidence.
Je n'ai pas besoin d'évidence.
I'm not out to crucify you.
Je ne peux te crucifier.
I am only out to save you.
Je suis juste là pour te sauver.
Therefore,
ainsi,
I will. Whether you agree or not,
que tu le sois
you did it.
Pas, tu l'as fait.
I only counsel you
je te jure
the best way I can.
De la manière que je
and puis pray for you.
Et je prie pour toi.
How many of us will reach this instead? I don't know.
Combien de personnes parmi nous
with the way the virus has gone into the church.
La manière que le virus est allé dans l'église.
And so Romans chapter 6 verse 12 and 13.
Romains chapitre 6.
Romans chapter 6 verse 12 and verse 13.
Verset 12 et 13.
What did he say?
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. That ye should obey it in the laws thereof.
You see? That sin is the virus. If it reigns in your body, you will obey the laws. The desire. Anything pushes you to do, you will do it. You know, as we are saying, resist the devil.
Comme on disait, résister le diable.
A young girl came to me about
une jeune fille three weeks moi, ago. Peut-être trois semaines avant.
About 3 weeks or so ago.
Je croyais de cela trois semaines.
For counseling.
Pour des conseils.
She says she has a problem.
Elle a dit qu'elle a un problème.
The problem is masturbation.
Le problème qu'elle a, c'est la masturbation.
That she does it several times in a day.
Elle le fait plusieurs fois en une journée.
And I asked her.
Et je lui ai demandé.
Something opened up to it.
Quelque chose a attiré cela.
Do you watch pornography?
Est-ce que tu regardes la pornographie?
She said no.
Elle dit non.
I said, what happened?
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
And she traced it.
Et elle a retracé
cela. When she was just 8 years old.
Quand elle avait juste 8 ans.
When a man used to take her and play with her genitals. That is where she got into it.
Ça, c'est là où elle a été initiée dans ça.
And she was telling me something.
Elle me disait quelque chose.
You know, that it is uncontrollable.
Que elle ne peut pas contrôler cela.
Now, I remember this because of this, where he said, let's see not rain.
In your mortal body.
Je me rappelle après ce passage biblique.
Now, and I quickly told her.
Je lui ai dit rapidement.
That you should obey. Let's read it again.
Romans 6:12.
That you should obey it.
Ne laissez pas le péché.
That you should obey it.
Que tu dois obéir à cela.
So you now see where he said resist.
Tu vois là où il dit résister.
Refuse to obey.
Refuse d'obéir.
To obey it.
Refuse d'obéir.
And I began to counsel her.
Et je lui ai dit.
That it is first in the mind.
Que c'est dans ta pensée d'abord.
Because it first comes in as a thought.
Parce qu'il vient d'abord comme une pensée.
Before the flesh responds.
Avant que la chair ne réponde.
And then it becomes irresistible.
Et maintenant ça devient résistible.
So you start fighting it from the thought.
Tu commences à lutter cela contre
la pensée. In case you are listening to me now, that's your problem.
Comme tu m'entends maintenant là,
it is also a counsel for you.
C'est aussi un conseil pour toi.
When the thought comes.
Quand la pensée vient.
It comes because you are in the flesh.
Ça vient parce que tu es dans la chair.
Do something spiritual.
Fais quelque chose de spirituel.
Don't begin to say, I bind you, I scatter you.
Non, je te charge de dire, ça va même fermer ta bouche.
Begin to sing.
Commence à chanter.
Begin to sing spiritual songs.
Commence à chanter des chansons spirituelles.
Begin to carry Bible, Psalms, and begin
commence
to
commence à porter la Bible, tu lis les psaumes.
It is a spiritual exercise.
C'est un exercice spirituel.
In few minutes.
À quelques minutes.
The feeling is gone.
La pensée là va
because
partir.
You have switched frequency.
Parce que tu as changé de fréquence.
Your frequency was in the flesh.
Ta fréquence était dans
that's
la chair.
That's why that came in.
C'est pour ça que c'est venu.
If you switch frequency
tu
to the spirit.
Changes la fréquence à la spirit.
By beginning to pray.
En commençant à prier.
Beginning to read the word.
En commençant à lire la
or
parole.
Or beginning to worship God and sing.
Ou commençant à adorer
before
Dieu
you know
et
what,
chanter. Avant que tu ne saches, ça va partir.
And I continued in that line of counseling.
Et tu conseilles dans, tu conseilles dans cette ligne de conseil.
And then I did a prayer of deliverance for her.
J'ai fait une prière de délivrance pour elle.
To cast that spirit out.
Chasser cet esprit.
Just a few days ago.
Quelques jours après.
2 weeks now.
J'ai fait 2 semaines.
She sent me a text.
Elle m'a envoyé un texte.
Said, Daddy, your grace of God, blah, blah, blah.
Elle m'a dit, Papa, ta grâce.
That from that day,
depuis
till the
jour,
time she was sending this
jusqu'au
to me,
moment où je
that that feeling
message,
never came back again.
La tentation n'est plus jamais revenue.
So I quickly told her,
je lui ai dit
it's not because of the prayer.
Ce n'est pas la prière.
It is because you do what I tell you to do.
Parce que tu as fait ce que je te demandais de faire.
It is the prescription.
C'est la prescription.
Change frequency.
Change la fréquence.
If your frequency is in the flesh,
si ta fréquence est sur la
then
chair,
you will obey the flesh.
Tu vas obéir à la chair.
If your frequency is in the spirit,
si ta fréquence est en esprit,
then you obey the spirit.
Tu vas obéir à l'esprit.
That's why Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians
chapter 5. Apostle Paul said what? Walk in the spirit.
Il marche dans l'esprit.
And ye shall not read it, please.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
Yes.
Walk. This I say then. Walk in the spirit.
You see, that's the frequency. Let your frequency be
ça,
in the
c'est
spirit.
La fréquence.
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
You see, so that is, you will not obey the lust thereof.
Tu ne vas pas obéir à la tombée de la chair.
Hallelujah.
So sin must not reign in your mortal body.
Le péché ne doit pas régner dans ton corps mortel. Pas du tout.
And that is what is referred to in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
Dans Hébreux chapitre 12, verset 1, on peut voir cela.
Yes.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
what are we to do?
Let us lay aside every weight.
Cast it out.
And the sin which does so easily beset us.
What is the sin that besets you?
Le péché qui nous enveloppe, c'est quoi?
The sin that once it grabs you.
Que quand il t'attrape.
Apostle Paul says that's why many are weak.
Ils disent que c'était pour ça que certains sont fatigués.
It draws you back.
Ça vous tire à l'arrière.
It takes you away from spiritual progress.
Ça vous loin du progrès spirituel.
What is a besetting sin?
Quel est le péché?
The sin that when you want to move forward.
C'est le péché que quand
it draws you back.
Ça vous ramène en arrière.
And it is called the works of the flesh.
C'est appelé le travail.
What are they? Galatians chapter 5 again, verse 19.
Galatians chapter 5.
Galatians chapter 5 and from verse 19.
Yes, it calls it the works of the flesh.
Now, the works of the flesh are manifest.
Or les œuvres de la chair sont manifestes.
Which are these? Adultery.
Sont l'adultère.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Uncleanness.
Impurity.
Lasciviousness.
Implicity.
Idolatry.
This will be identification.
Witchcraft.
La sorcellerie.
Hatred.
Haine.
They are all besetting sin.
Variance.
Désaccord.
Emulations.
Jalousie.
Wrath.
Colère.
Strife.
Colère.
Seditions.
Division.
Heresies.
Hérésie.
Envies.
Envie.
Murders.
Meurtre.
Drunkenness.
Ivrognerie.
Revelings.
Orgie.
And such like.
Et choses semblables.
You see?
Tu vois?
What is the next verse say?
Of the which I tell you before.
And that's what they have. I want to hear that verse, yes?
As I have also told you in time past.
In time past.
That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
They will never inherit the kingdom of God. You can't go in the rapture.
Tu ne peux pas aller dans l'enlèvement.
And what is the kingdom of God?
Quel est le royaume de Dieu?
Romans 14, verse 17.
Romains 14, verse 17.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
What is the kingdom of God?
Righteous, but righteousness.
Righteousness
and peace.
And peace
and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Et la joie dans les Saint-Esprit.
When you indulge yourself in all these,
quand tu te retrouves dans toutes ces choses,
the result of it.
Le résultat de cela
is the besetting sin.
Amen.
You don't enjoy true righteousness.
Tu ne jouis pas
a life pleasing before God.
Une vie qui plaît à
and
Dieu.
Once you don't live a life pleasing before God,
et que tu ne vis pas une vie qui plaît
the Bible
à Dieu,
says it shall not be well with the wicked.
La Bible dit que ça ne sera pas bien avec
no
les méchants.
Peace.
Pas de paix.
No joy.
Pas de joie.
Because the source of life,
parce que la source
you are disconnected.
De vie, et tu es
disconnected. The source of joy,
la source
you
de
are
vie,
disconnected.
Tu es
the source of peace,
la source
you
de
are
paix,
disconnected.
Tu es disconnected.
You are walking in a different frequency.
Tu travailles dans une autre
the frequency of the flesh.
La fréquence de la chair.
That's why in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11,
c'est pour ça que dans 1 Pierre chapitre 2, verset 11,
1 Peter chapter 2,
dearly beloved,
yes,
I beseech you,
chers aimés, je vous supplie.
As strangers and pilgrims.
Like, because we are strangers here.
Parce que nous sommes des étrangers.
We are pilgrims on earth. What did he say?
Abstain from fleshly lusts. Which
war
against the soul.
The war against the soul.
Ça fait la guerre à l'âme.
These two, the flesh and the spirit.
The
battle against each other.
Ils combattent la chair et l'âme.
Switching of frequency.
Change de fréquence.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 It's important.
C'est important.
Amen.
Maybe we'll take a short break and then we'll come back because I need to drink my water.
All right. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Nous revenons après cette pause. Restez connectés.